It's the tech time that I always like, because I always have a lot of questions for Linda Lynch, who's the president of KI Technology Group out of East Lansing. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
All the Christmas shopping done?
Pretty much. I still got to get something from my parents.
But yeah.
I know what I'm going to do. Just have to do that later this week.
Now, what do you get your parents?
Well, I'm going to go to Bergdorf's Winery and
yeah.
get them some wine
Ooh.
From there. When they were up a couple years ago, we visited there and uh-huh. did a wine tasting. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
There you go. Now, that sounds like fun. A good stocking stuffer. I wanted to ask you a couple things. We got the holidays coming up, and some businesses are really cutting back in hours, and people are taking time off for the holidays. Business isn't going to be booming, not as much selling as normal going to be going on because people are gone, and it's hard to do business and to sell business, and I think you know that, although I get a sense that you're out there grinding away no matter what.
I actually read something that said actually around the holidays is a great time if you're targeting the CEO.
Is it?
Because they typically are not taking as much time off, but their assistant may be gone. So they might be easier to get on the phone around Christmas than they are the rest of the year.
Now, that kind of expands on something that I learned a long time ago. If you want to get a hold of a CEO and this work with you, call early in the morning or later in the day, because chances are they're still banging away.
Right. Yeah. And the assistant's not there.
Yeah.
Well, lunch would probably be good, too.
Let's. What should businesses be doing with their technology? And if they do scale back and people are taking time away, is this a good time to upgrade? Is this a good time to clean out systems and files?
Well, it certainly would be a good time to upgrade because things are slower. However, at this point, it's a little late to plan for that upgrade mm-hmm. because there's really no time left to get the plans in place. And, you know, we're pretty busy between now and the end of the year with people who have already planned to do things. Mm-hmm. So it's a little late for that. But yes, it would be a good time because it would not have as much impact on your mm-hmm. staff because a lot of them aren't there.
How much time do you like to have from a business when you're going to make some changes or upgrades to their systems?
Depends on the change. If we're just replacing workstations, that doesn't take as much lead time as if we're replacing a server.
Mm-hmm.
If we're replacing a server, it can sometimes take, you know, two weeks to a month
mm-hmm.
to get the equipment, make sure everything is going to work properly, and schedule it so that it has a minimal impact on the business.
So how does that work? They've got their system in place. They're going to upgrade. They're going to bring in a new server. How do you work that transition?
Well, it depends a little bit on exactly what they're doing with their systems, but we would bring the new equipment in and move information from the old equipment to the new equipment. Actually, first we would set up, if we were placing a server, we would set up the workstation so they're now logging into the new server, although they would still have access to the information on the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would move their information over, typically overnight or over a weekend, and then come in first thing in the morning and switch them so they're now pointing everything to the new server and not the old one.
When you take information from one source and move it to another, how does that work? What do you have to do? You just basically emailing files or transferring files?
No, we're copying them through the network.
Okay.
So just like if you had two workstations in the network, you could copy, or if you have information on your workstation that you want to copy to the server, you would just copy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like copying from one folder to another
mm-hmm.
on your workstation. It just takes longer.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you do a lot of that in downtime, whether it's after 9 to 5 hours or on the weekend.
Yeah. And it's not a process that has to be watched constantly. So we can start it up after people leave for the day or leave on Friday and then check it periodically over the weekend or in the evening and first thing in the morning to make sure that it's happening the way it's supposed to.
How do you know when your server's fried when it can't handle the capacity or when you don't get the speed? How do you know all that?
Sometimes it's that there aren't enough physical resources. So we may have so much data on a server that there's not any free space any longer. If you're not watching that, things can get to the point where they won't work at all. You can't receive email, you can't send the email because there's no room on the server. So we have seen that happen when people aren't paying attention. So that's one way, or it might just be that things are running more slowly than you would like. And that can be the signal that either it needs to be replaced or maybe it can be upgraded. Maybe more memory or bigger hard drives will do the trick.
Normal, small, or medium business, how long will a server last?
Well, I know a lot of people who make them last much longer than they should. We would say 3 to 4 years on a server.
And I learned something in the process of KI taking care of our computer needs to get more years life out of them when you know you're not going to use them for an hour or more, power down. Make sure you don't leave them up and running for a long period of time. Make sure that you clean out your files from time to time. And, you know, I didn't know that. We just left the computer on for...
Right. Well, certainly a server you're probably going to leave on all the time. Mm-hmm. If it's receiving email, mm-hmm. you want it to be on so it receives email mm-hmm. regardless of what time it is. Or we do have one client that shuts their server down over the weekend, but they don't host their own email, mm-hmm. so that's okay. Mm-hmm. But pretty much everyone else, their server is on all the time, and it should be able to handle that without any difficulty.
All right. If you want more information about that, just give Linda Lynch a call at KAI Technology Group from East Lansing, and keep listening to Tech Time here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.